What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, we're
halfway there.
Are you?
Like
50.
Oh, fuck. Yeah? Oh, we should have brought you some presents or something.
This is, yeah.
Oh, I brought you a six pack and you, so.
You bought me that a while ago, mate.
Yeah.
It's been there for fucking ages.
Yeah.
I bought you a non-carbonated coconut water.
Thanks, mate. Was that other one for me? Was it?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Shattered.
Yeah.
I really wanted Demo. Coconut water.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing. Actually, it does, you know, quench your thirst on a hot day like today.
It's good. Got electrolytes and shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty good shit.
Yeah. So what happened to Pud? Anyone heard from him?
Oh, he's running late because of Mike Tyson, so...
He's the cunt that organised this, too. He's like, everyone, let's fuck... We need to get back on... Start doing the podcast again.
Yeah.
Because I've been lazy as fuck with it, and I haven't really had people on for fucking...
Too much pressure on your pop filter there, mate. You can see it actually popping out.
Oh.
It's got a bulge.
There you go, yeah.
There we go.
Ladies love that.
Yeah, you can...
A bulge.
Yeah.
They do.
Pop away.
A bulge on your mic.
I think they like a bulge more than like an actual dick half the time.
Hmm.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Avid cricket fans, are they?
Yeah.
We're off. The bombing continues.
Yeah, the bombing continues. Do we wait till Mitch gets here to fucking talk about your shit?
Oh, we can start earlier on in the week, I suppose. That was another bomb anyways.
Well, was that the wicket?
Oh, I don't think that was as hard as... Thursday.
Oh no, that was a fucking spectacular bomb, that one. I haven't bombed that hard in a long time.
Saved it for the best gig too. Like the book gig.
Oh yeah, in front of Milos too, so there goes fucking, not that he was going to put me on Big Dog anyway, but there goes Big Dog for another year. So.
Isn't he a Raw judge too? Like there goes that one as well, definitely.
Oh, well, he was like, oh, I'll put you on after that, only because he wanted to cancel fucking Type 5 comedy. So he's like, oh, we'll give you the spot instead. And then he realised, hang on, they all suck. Well, I'm not going to put them on.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Then he's like, I'll give you a fucking spot. And then the world ended. And then he came back, like, it was the 26th of March. April was the first gig back.
Yeah.
And it was with, what's his name? One of the C guys. Not Cameron James. Who's the other one?
Cameron Haynes?
No. He's mates with Heggie. They played guitar together.
It's Cameron Haynes, isn't it?
No.
Is that really his name?
Duggan?
Not Duggan.
Hang on.
It's like something...
Let me pull this shit up, Jamie.
It's, Oh, fuck. As soon as we hear his name.
Yeah, he's the one in the, Oh, no, Cameron Haynes is the fucking... The Joe Rogan dickhead. That does marathons and shit. I know who you're talking about. He's in the Bottle-O thing with Peggy.
Yeah.
Fuck. I can't remember.
His name does start with the C too. I'll find it. But anyway.
Shit.
So I was gonna do it. He was headlining the gig and I hit up Milos and I was like, can I get on the thing? He's like, nah, not at the moment. I think he got Elliot instead. So, you know, tried and true. Whatever it's gonna fucking work out to.
Yep.
So yeah. It is what it is. A couple of years might have gone up the pecking order a bit, I reckon. In the Big Dog raffle, as it would be.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Maybe. Mm. Whatever. I forgot he was there, to be honest. I was too busy.
That's probably a good thing.
Too busy attacking the MC for getting my name wrong.
Oh, that's right. He actually handled that pretty well.
Yeah, that was probably one
that
of
was
his finest.
That
was his finest moment. And what else did he say to Mitch? That was pretty funny. And he was like, hey, Mitch, I get skinny again. Or you get skinny again in 20 years. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. But he was making a joke about his tits. So he's like, oh, fair game.
Yeah.
Like he was self-deprecating. When Loz got off stage or something like that, he made a joke about his tits were the same size as hers.
Oh, yeah. Cam Knight, it was.
Cam Knight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that was a long pause for not much payoff. But
thank fuck we got there. Yeah.
I'm glad.
But yeah, that was I thought that was his funniest bit of the night when he introduced you incorrectly and then
brought it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Strange dude. But Adam Sand's not his forte, obviously.
No.
And it's then, like, you have one job, just introduce the names properly.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's probably in his own head that much about all the other shit that, like, he's just fucking went, all right. Because Liam was on the list at some point.
So yeah, he was like, on before,
He's jumbled it up, yeah.
He did seem a bit rattled because he had no one on side.
Well, he had everybody on side after finished with
after him. Yeah, true.
I really brought the morale of the crowd back around for him, I think.
Maybe that's what you were trying to do, you know. Subconsciously, just...
Selfless act.
Yeah, for just his take, mental health. Take a hit for the MC.
Fucking Mitch Garling had a rough MC at the Wicco as well the night before. Like, he just got called in last minute.
Yeah, it was a bit up and down.
Yeah, he went, like, good overall, but it was rough to start with.
Yeah.
You reckon?
It was a bit, like, drawn out. He was doing a lot of time.
No, he got him, he lost him, and he got him back.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. He was trying some new shit, though, maybe? Yeah, do you reckon some of it was new? I don't know, some of it was,
yeah. Like, why would you not bother trying new stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah. I reckon... I smell KFC, so...
Is he going to eat the bucket on the show again?
Yeah. Bucket, why not?
POS.
I think so. Yeah.
Fucking quarter past.
You're going to have to dock your pay, mate.
I know.
Where's your note?
Huh?
Where's your late note?
Fucking leave it with Mike Tyson. And
was it worth Jones. Watching the fight to be late?
Not really. He's just playing a bit of me too. Guess who? Yeah.
Nah, we started the podcast again. It's a tradition now that we start before you turn up.
As is tradition. I've got headphones. Actually bought headphones.
Probably don't need them.
Probably not.
We got all the levels correct.
Now he's fucking prepared.
Yeah.
Bought headphones though.
Yeah. They don't reach.
Who won the fight?
I didn't hang around to find out.
It was a draw. There was never going to be a winner anyway.
Yeah, it was a draw?
Yeah. Well, they said before the start of the fight, there's no winner.
Then why would they pay three, like, world champions to, score the fight?
Oh, to score it.
Oh, they both got a belt. So it's like everybody gets a prize fight.
Yeah, no, I noticed they were handing out medals to every single fighter. I was like, oh, that's nice of them.
Yeah,
it was one dude won a belt.
Why don't they do three-person boxing? That'd be more interesting.
And
you could just team up on one cunt, take him out. That'd be good. I'd watch that shit.
They've got, team fights as well in Russia.
Yeah, or the night fighting and shit where they all pile in.
Not just, like, nights, just in general.
Mm.
Oh, the best one I've ever seen is there's just... Somewhere over in Europe, there's like a town, they play it once a year, and there's like a loosely game of soccer, but everyone just punches on with each other. And then if somebody actually starts playing the ball, like everybody like teams up and punches the fuck out of that person. So.
It's like kill the dude with a pill, isn't it?
It was just kill everybody.
Yeah, on a massive scale.
I love it. I love it. All right, well, what were you talking about before I rudely interrupted me?
Just me.
Oh, we're just starting to dissect the week in comedy.
Oh, yeah. It's been a good week.
We're talking about Mitch Garling's MC, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his random call-up last minute had to MC.
Yeah, pretty much 100% record of female MCs never turning up, apart from Steph. Steph and Lauren Bonner have turned up.
Yeah.
And that's been about it. And everybody else is just like, no, you can all go fuck yourselves.
Lauren Bonner was at the show yesterday, remember?
Yeah, I think that was Elliot's girlfriend. Oh, Elliot's
girlfriend.
Not saying all redheads look the same, but...
Yeah, you are. Racist.
He's like half redheaded.
Is that racist, or is it just gingerish? Gingerish. It's not... He's still one of the last ones.
The last acceptable forms, yes.
Yeah.
That's a bit someone's...
Redheads.
Done. Oh, yeah.
You can still kind of make fun of Asians.
Can you?
Yeah.
Till they take over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? It's fine.
It's because they're so successful. What do you got to tease them about being good at math? That's awesome.
Not being able to reclaim Hong Kong, maybe? That's a bit...
Terrible drivers.
Tiny dicks.
Yeah.
They're not actually repressed, so it's not like it doesn't matter. Yeah, like if they're not a minority, they're dominating the world. So
yeah. It's punching up. Yeah, it's number one rule to comedy, always punch up. Yeah.
Except it's down because they're always shorter than you.
They're not shorter than me.
Not me either.
I love it.
That was fucked in Japan. It's built for like Asian people, so everything's super low. You like smack your head going into the subway. Well, I do. You wouldn't.
No, it'd be great for me.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Would be.
We're like, oh, yeah. Average average height, average penis size. Perfect.
Yeah, you'd kill it in Japan.
Oh, no.
12.1 centimetres is the average penis, apparently.
What is that? Is that 4 inches?
About that.
I love it. I love it. I subscribe to this group on Facebook called 4 inches is Average. And it's just memes about having a little dick. And it's fucking great.
Can you shut that door, Adam, please? I can hear like shit in the background. Whatever the fuck it is.
Fuck yeah.
And read your Buddhist meditation on the back of the door while you're at it, mate. You need to calm down.
I'm showing up bomb.
Sick. You're set.
We're all good to go.
Let's talk about it.
Which one? We're going Thursday or Friday first?
Let's go Thursday first.
Right, yeah. Everyone had a good set, apart from me.
There was a little bit of a contrast.
Still
had fun. If you're going to go down in flames, at least fucking have fun doing it.
Look, that room, the Wicco, is the best place to bomb, I reckon. You always have fun bombing there.
Yeah.
Like, at least I have when I bomb there.
So we're talking about Thursday night and you've gone straight to the Wicco.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Nice.
Sorry. I thought we were talking Wednesday night. My bad. It's hard for me to take. Like, I've done a lot of weed.
You know the one where you actually organise the show and make t-shirts and all that sort of shit?
What day was it again? I forget.
Thursday.
It's 2 days later.
I had the Thursday, Friday off, so... it's just been one big fucking blur for me the last few days.
I washed that shirt. It didn't come out fucking good.
Oh, didn't it?
No, all the elk things already fucking peeled off and all that.
Oh,
so
no.
Everyone's going to buy it and be like, oh, sick, and I'll wear it once and...
The shirt bombs as well.
Maybe it's just my shirt. Everyone else's shirt's fucking sweet. I have to do a test case. Tell us how it goes when you wash them.
Yeah.
Cold water, mate. No spin cycle. By hand. That's how I'm going to do it.
Yeah? You just got to go out and piss on your shirt, eh? Yeah. I should piss on it and set it on fire, actually. It was going so well up until... Yeah.
You got on stage.
No, it was still going all right then. Like I said, I've got that photo. The photo of me holding up the fucking bomb.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly when you can tell where it all goes to shit.
Yeah.
That was the first thing you did.
No, it wasn't. I got up and I did a joke about whether I was kind of look like Ivan Milat.
That's right.
Riding a unicycle or murder backpackers.
Yeah.
Everyone was on board that. Then I did a joke about the roof of the pub.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything's going all right. And then I was like, got a joke for you? It's fucking... Oh, shit. You can instantly tell everyone's face is just went away from smiling, just like, oh. And I was just like, oh, fuck. And I was just like, well, we're here now.
Oh, it was so funny. It's just me and Loz just cracking up.
Nobody's laughing, and this whole table of comics are just fucking dying laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Mitch was just bent over. It was great.
I actually enjoyed it. Like, not at the time, but fucking...
Looking back, yeah.
I've ever since fucking that 3 minutes thing at the fucking... the Wicco last month... Just been having fun. If I die, I die.
Yeah.
Probably not the best to do it on a book show, but...
Oh, well, I fucking... Yeah. Look, it was so funny that, like, yeah, book show or not, I'm like, I'm glad I saw it.
Oh, well, yeah, it got so bad that I completely fucked one of my jokes.
I know, too. You yeah, forgot yeah. your joke.
It was like, I'm sort of kind of maybe getting them back, and then I just like missed the whole middle bit of the fucking Instagram.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, fair enough.
Yeah.
And I think I
and that's where I really lost it too, because I knew what was supposed to happen. And then when you missed that, I was like, oh.
It's going to get heaps of good here. Like, yeah. But I kind of got him back when I was like, yeah, I'll catch this later because it's been so fucking fun up here. And then I kind of got him back after that. And then I got heckled by that chick. Saying, you look like a fat piece of shit on stage, basically, to me.
She told him he wasn't modelling the shirts well.
Yeah.
What did you say to her? Are you going to buy a shirt?
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, yeah, no, you're not modelling them well.
And I had to, like, just cop it, because what I'm going to do is turn around and go, fuck you.
Yeah. Oh.
That would have been bad. Because the crowd loved her comment, so I was like, yeah. Oh.
I had to pay it. It was a fucking red hot comic.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I know. Freak. It's the worst when the heckle's better than the entire set.
Oh, you know it's a bad set though. Like, even though I didn't feel that bad after it, but everyone's coming up and like hugging me and shit, and it's like, oh, like there, and pats on the back.
I wasn't.
I know.
I was like, that was fucking amazing.
What do you reckon? Better than Jared's bomb at the 48 Watt Street, or?
Yeah,
it's
better.
Yeah. way better. Yeah. So much better.
I love it.
His was kind of just like rude, that heckle, or the chick that slid the chair out was just being obnoxious, you know? That was most of his bomb.
Yeah.
Yours was all like self-inflicted, definitely.
Oh, I got a good picture out of it. That's about it.
Yeah.
I still think it was a funny bit anyway. Like, even though it didn't go down well.
Oh, I'd do it again, 100%.
It was worth the risk.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, it happens all the time in comedy, as you know, but people sit at the back and, like, fucking, you know, like somebody's sucking or whatever. And it's like, well, go and say it.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying, oh, this MC's fucking like ruining the bit and fucking let's not keep doing this.
So you're like, I know what'll make it better.
Yeah. I won't say it to him in private after.
Yeah.
I'll wait until the middle of the show.
And say it to him and the other 90 people in the crowd.
Yeah. I think I did lose him where I kind of got a little snarky about it too. It's like, blah, 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 something. I was like, oh, yeah, MC, you're doing such a good job. And it came across like, yeah, like, this guy's fucking sucking.
I reckon, like, the actual drawing the bomb on the thing, like, if that part was cool, but, like, if you had done it another way, it could have worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so close to working, but then you just...
I opened my mouth and fucking... Yeah, basically said that, And then everyone's just like, oh, and I was like, oh.
It's probably... Yeah, probably not the best idea to attack the MC because he's got to get back up there. But at the same time, like, we were talking about it after the show and he's not an experienced MC.
No, it was the first time
he'd ever done it. And it's like, we were just, like, every act was doing really, really
so
well.
So Adam, as a veteran MC who's done more than him,
decided
to put him in his place.
Really just that old all ships saying. What does that say?
Oh, fucking yeah.
All tides rise all ships. Or
yeah, rising tide rises all ships.
Yeah, I was just waiting for the rising tide, then snuck in under the radar in the submarine. And then it popped up and was like, hey, everybody, look at me. Fucking boo.
Yeah. You were one of those Japanese dudes who crashed the submarine in Sydney Harbour. Didn't even make it. Just hit the bottom.
Bit of a
dated history reference there.
I'll listen back to it. And yeah, that's the only bit that I'm not happy about when I've gone, oh, yeah, MC's doing a good job. I just listen back. It's like, oh, you're a cunt. Fucking.
Yeah.
Everything else. Yeah. Like you're saying, if I just left it at the fucking thing. I...
And then went into your set. Yeah.
Yeah, just say it straight up. Just be like, MC shit ass. Don't be snarky about it.
Oh, that'll probably be the next one. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Wait till I get the next pay gig and I'll be up and like, yous all fucking suck.
Oh, man. I tell you what, I am so fucking glad I didn't bomb.
That MC just needed to fucking bring up the next acts, though. And it would have been just
fine. I feel like he was killing the momentum in the room. Because it would be like end up, of the first and half. Then he'd bring it down again. It's like the opposite to what
was meant to be happening. Like, if you like, genuinely get someone like Reese, who brings the energy, like, super high, like Rummy does sometimes in his show where it kills.
Yeah, but he was the end of the first half, wasn't he, anyway?
Yeah, he was.
So that was it. And then, but then he came out and, like, he's instead of just going, all right, that's the end of the first half, go and grab drinks and all that, he went and buried himself for another 5 minutes and lost the whole fucking crowd again.
Yeah. Look, he was just doing what he thought an MC was supposed to do. Like, you don't know until you know.
Yeah.
Like, I guarantee you now, if we said to him, all right, go back in time and do that again, it'd be a completely different story. So
he definitely would have introduced Adam differently.
He probably would have got your name right as well. He got your name right, and then he messaged me to apologize, thinking I was you.
What? Yeah. What, after the show?
After the show.
He it fucked up that bad. He thought that... What the fuck?
Yeah, he was like... He sent me a message, and he's like... We're not shitting on him. He's a great bloke. But he was like, oh, yeah, he fucked up your name. What did he call you? Something.
He called me Liam.
That's right.
Because Liam Callum was on before me.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and then he was like, and then he sent me a message being like, yeah, like, you're still my number two favourite next to your brother sort of thing. Sorry about that. And I was like, oh, no, that was Ethan Bentley.
So, he fucked up again. Yeah. Poor bugger.
Not Liam Coyne. He sent me a message afterwards. It's like, you did well, mate.
Oh, shit.
So he got his back, so it's fine. Apparently that chick, the one that heckled me, at the end of the show, she come up to me, she goes, deep down, I know you're funny, eh? Yeah, which is like fucking the worst one.
Yeah, said that to him. Well, we saw him at the Black Butt a few weeks ago. And he fucking murdered.
He killed, yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen him do a set. Because I've always been out, like, having a smoke at that stage or whatever. So, yeah.
Just shows, like, what how different it is to MC, eh? Like, you can kill
in usually a five-minute slot. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then it's, like, so different.
Yeah.
It's all about the energies, eh? Like,
Started out, when he first came out, he started out really well. And then he just kept, instead of bringing the axe up or whatever, that's where he got into trouble, I reckon. But
yeah. He just kept doing. Again, it's like it's all experience. I can't say I can def. No, I can say 100%. I wouldn't have done any better trying to MC. No, definitely not.
Agreed.
Adam, you might have because you've done it.
I don't know.
But like, yeah, it's just like it's a learning experience. I'm sure if we got him back again, he'd be like 100 times better.
Yeah, you got a whole year to think about what you want to do next year anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not. Hopefully we can put on more shows like that.
Yeah.
So that's really what I'd love to do. I'm so like upset Ben couldn't make it and do a set.
Oh, he would have been destroyed.
Fucking awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could have brought all his fucking fan club with him as well.
I know.
The Facebook fan club.
What's her name?
That should be his comedy page.
Yeah.
Ben's Fatty Facebook. Or something like that.
Amy Elizabeth, I think, is one of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
Ben's fan club for fat girls. Do it, Ben. Make the page.
Yeah. Ben McLennan Fat Girl Support Group.
You killed it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, we're spitballing. Yeah. All right. It's
Fatties for Macca.
Yep.
Here we go. We're back. I haven't had that in a couple of days. It's been good.
The shame.
Yeah. Everyone else. I reckon you did pretty well. Oh, fucking.
Yeah, you went up. You had your hands full. Like going up to a cold crowd.
Yeah, they were pretty fucking quiet, weren't they?
Yeah, like especially your first two jokes.
Yeah.
Were just like chuckles, and then like you slowly, they built up.
Mm.
Have you opened many shows before? Like, gone on first?
No.
Was that the first time?
No, it wasn't the first. Not the very first. No, I've opened at the Crown ages ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Adam said to me after, he goes, yeah, you shouldn't open shows.
That's a yeah. Well, it's the Crown, so fuck, yeah. No one should open that
yeah.
show.
Yeah, no, I think you meant, like, energy-wise, because yeah. I got a pretty, like, mellow...
Yeah. I think
that kind of worked, though, because, like, if you had gone a million miles an hour after Jason, like, because the energy was still low, and you just come out
yeah,
and,
like, open, too
like,
much.
Mitch, and just be like, hey, fucking cuties.
Yeah, I know. I watched that back.
What's going on?
I watched that back, and I'm like, oh, Jesus, can't read the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I did it, I was like, ah. Oh.
Yeah, I could feel I was...
It came
like,
off as angry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I'm upset at you guys.
Everyone's like, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, I guess the whole night kind of had like, apart from Reese's song, but like had a pretty mellow sort of energy, eh? Like all the sets.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, yeah, it was still a fucking great, great night.
Mm.
And like, kudos to Eddie for putting it on and agreeing to do it for charity as well.
How much did you make? 1,300 or something?
Around that, yeah. So I think after, because, well, we sold out in tickets, however much that was. I don't know the actual number for tickets. And we made 300 on shirts. So there's about 13 shirts left afterwards.
You made a grand in tickets. How much were the tickets? Oh, like 20?
22.
Did you say there was 90 people in there?
There was spitballing. Like, I'd probably... Probably around 90 people. Like, crowd-wise, I think there was probably around 60 seats.
Yeah.
I'd say, and then, like, everyone else.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It doesn't look like there's that much when you're in there. It doesn't look like anywhere near as much, but I suppose.
Yeah, well, like, there was... I think there was, like, 3 tables of 6. There was... Over 4 tables of 4, so there was, I think there was like 10 tables of 4 around that.
Everybody turned up though, which is good.
Yeah, more than everyone actually, because I had to get my friend bought tickets and she put them under the wrong name, so she couldn't make the show, so she gave them away to one of my workmates, and then she turned up and they're like, she's not on the list, and I'm like, oh, fuck, and I'm like, being, I'm like, can we just, like, fit her in? Like, they bought the tickets. I just can't get on to my friend. And then the owner of the venue was there, and he's like, yeah, just fucking get him in. Like, she bought tickets. Like, who cares? So that was the 2 people at the front.
On our table.
And then Tanya bought, like, a single ticket, and they just had her at the bar. Like, it's just a name, Tanya, and a seat. And she ended up moving her chair over to the comics table. Which, yeah, was weird. Like, I guess you only bought one ticket, so you just got one spot. But, yeah, it was, like, strange. I wasn't expecting that, just to have single tickets sitting over the bar.
Now,
you get that. What did you guys think of it? Because is that the first paid show?
No, that's...
You've been on another one?
That was my first paid show, yeah.
Yeah, what did you think of the crowd as opposed to, like, a... open mic crowd.
Yeah,
I know, like, because we talk about the MC and say he didn't do that well, so maybe a bit of
people
it was
have
that.
People paid
but...
money to be there, so they're going to be a bit more, like, make me laugh cunt.
Yeah. They're not as rowdy mic. Either, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're a bit more sort of chilled and really quiet. They're not talking.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I was
some of them are.
Yes. I was worried about the musical act at first. I was like, how do we go from the musical act into a comedy show?
Yeah.
And that girl was so talented.
Yep.
And I'm like, fuck, what is she doing performing at this show of all places? And she agreed to do it for free, which was awesome. I think she did. I mean, Eddie could have done anything. Honestly.
Yeah. Eddie went home and took a cut.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, this well. One's for the dicks.
This one's for me. Yeah. No, it was because she was originally planning to do a November showcase just for, like, Newcastle Comics. And then I just fucking ran in on the 2nd of November. I'm like, hey, I want to do a show at the comedy festival, like for Movember, like a charity show. And I reached out to her first and she's like, oh, fuck. She goes, good luck. Essentially, like, but unless Milos signs off on it and gives you a date that he's not going to co-book against, then you've got no hope. So then I went to Milos and Milos is like, yeah, you can do the Thursday. Because I haven't locked in anything yet for that day. And then I went back to Eddie and Eddie's like, all right, sweet. Now we've got to like figure something else out. And then because she was looking at like, we were looking at doing like Sydney comics as well, like maybe Sydney MC, Elderfield, plus all of us. And I was like, cool, this is just going to be my thing. Eddie will like help me out with the venue a little bit. So I was like telling people, like, oh yeah, you're keen to do this show. And then Eddie said, hey, look, I'm not going to be able to do my own, like the Newcastle show now. She goes, this is the only date that we could have done it. She goes, and it's for charity, so I can't be that person and be like, no, you can't have the date now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I've got my own shit, so...
Pulled the rug out from under us.
Yeah, so
shit, Eddie.
Yeah, so she graciously said, "All right, we'll combine it, and it'll be a Newcastle only show.
Yeah,
no paid MCs, nothing like that.
We could have got James to MC, but he's had a headache all fucking week, so that wouldn't have worked out anyway. So
yeah,
it kind of worked out that you did get Jason in the end.
Yeah, yeah, I think like yeah, again looking back on it, I'm like, we should have all just introduced ourselves.
Like, no, that sucks. That's fucking dog shit. Eddie were having that thing, and I was already like in the bad books at that stage on Thursday night, so I wasn't gonna fucking chip argue up again. But that's like you're paying money, and it's like, and now here's the next person.
No, like, I think we could have. We all know each other enough that we could like riff for the next person.
No way.
You went there for the fire fundraiser gig where we did that.
That was fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Apart from the
fact that was the, we in the day.
Comedy in the middle of the day. Yeah. But just that part of it as well, like introducing the next person, it's just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, did you see the one, the first Newcastle showcase we had like, not last May, but the May before or whatever, at the Wombat?
Yeah.
That was the day you defended my honour, I think. But yeah, we did the same thing and like, and it's everyone's like, fucking make sure you fucking remember who's next, which is not that hard. And then half of people getting up there is like, oh, so who's next? And then you have to, and they go, oh, it's such and such. And they're like, oh, well, please, here's such and such. And it just looks so fucking unprofessional.
Yeah, okay.
So if you're paying money, you have to have an MC.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a new perspective. And I agree. I change my mind.
And if you don't like that, or fight is all.
Yeah, like he agreed to it. He agreed to like. It's really hard to get an MC to perform for free, even if it's for charity.
Yeah,
like very very hard.
Yeah, you'd feel rude asking, sort of.
Well,
that sort of shit.
I don't really. Yeah, yeah. If you're the person like, oh, I've got this charity gig, and they're like, whoa.
I don't know. I reckon like because it was Wednesday night, Thursday night. If you could get somebody up from Sydney on the Wednesday night. And then probably obviously the only fucking legacy, I suppose. And you get him to give him a gig on Wednesday night, get him to stay for free, and then buy him a few drinks on Thursday for a charity. Mm. He might do it. I don't know, but that's probably your best bet.
Yeah. Yeah. But he had shit going on. He had stuff booked that night.
Oh, yeah, as of course, well. Yeah. You can't expect him to come up from Sydney for fucking charity.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah. So, yeah, look, next year if we do it again, we'll see, I guess. Like, I'd like to get, one of the guys who performed that night to be emceeing. I think it'd be a good opportunity. Hopefully this year there's a lot more opportunities for...
I know the perfect MC.
So do I.
Yeah. Is he bald and wearing a Bintang singlet?
I believe so. Except every comic's got to get up there and do a minute on Adam.
Hey, I didn't do a minute. It was only 10 seconds. It just felt like a minute for me. I thought you were different.
I like how the gig was supposed to like support mental health. It's just like the most detrimental thing to have. Mental health.
Well, I had a joke figured out too about like the tags on the back of the shirts. Cause, yeah. I don't know about you, but I hate tags on the back.
Yeah.
So I cut it off. I was going, look at the tag, but then I already bombed already. So I was like, that one's going out the fucking window.
Good move, actually. Yeah. That's the smartest thing you did.
Yeah.
More riffing on a book show. I love it. Just more
just
tag riffs.
Ripping on the merch that we're trying to get people to buy. Like, this is shit.
Yeah.
It's itching me.
His shirt gave me a rash.
Do what you think's right. It might not be the right thing to do, but just do what you think's right at the time.
Yeah, and fucking, like, Loz, we're making jokes about the shirt, and yours fell apart.
Yeah.
But...
Just go grab one. We'll edit
just grab
out.
Just grab a water, please.
Water?
Yeah.
You don't want a beer?
No, thank you. I've had quite a bit to drink over the last few days. I'll give my liver a rest.
Oh, okay.
Where's these going to?
Just to the right of the bin. Yeah. In the
The fridge, it doesn't work.
No, the fridge is working now.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's back on. But on the
call back, Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the left, there's like old carton cases chucked in there.
Ah, sick.
And we'll go to the return again.
Yeah. I'm so fucking glad I didn't bomb though.
Yeah.
Fuck, I came close. I came really close.
Yeah, I can see you're like, oh,
it was more the fact that I fucked up that joke. I'm getting rid of that, like that whole line.
What line?
Which one?
About like cutting limbs off. I'm like, it's not funny.
Limbs off.
Yeah,
the doctor's bit.
Yeah, I might just get straight into the fucking blood test bit. How it's funny, backing out, and like that's the joke.
It's kind of funny, like you having diabetes, getting your limbs cut off.
Yeah, just no one ever laughs at it, yeah, so it's not that funny.
You got to rewrite it then.
Where's all your glasses and shit, so I can actually get this fucking water?
Fuck, oh, I'll just have a coconut water then.
Thanks.
It's just a pan in the ass.
I'll just have
I didn't realise. Yeah.
Mark's only got two. Yeah, you're going to steal his own.
Oh, one. Sorry.
Yeah.
A Coke. Have you got Coke?
Yeah, there's cans of Coke.
Yeah. Thank you.
Get the fat man a Coke.
Yeah, get the fat man some sugar.
Talking about diabetes.
It's all right, there's no sugar, mate.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, mate.
Just get
yeah.
What's that other shit?
Phenylalanine.
Aspartame or whatever the shit is.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Not that good. Doesn't sound good.
Nah. Only gives you Alzheimer's, I think. Not too bad. It's like diabetes, Alzheimer's. You got to weigh it up, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, at least with Alzheimer's, you don't know you've got it. That's so.
Sorry, mate. No sugar.
That's all right, mate. I'll make do. I'll stop at Dirty Bird on the way home.
You will too. How's your car going? Fixed it yet?
Nah.
There we go.
I sold him a dodgy car. Well, I didn't sell it to him. My mate did.
Yeah.
Well, it was fine before.
It was fine until the battery went, and now it's running like shit.
Which is kind of your fault, because if you had to just replace the battery straight away...
Yeah, it's my fault.
You would have been sweet.
Yeah, my fault. I didn't fucking psychically know. Never mind. I'll just leave it there. It's all right. I'm just used to it. I think it's slowly improving over time as well. So
did you drive it in?
Yeah, like it drives okay. You just can't.
It's fine.
Like put the clutch in. You can't just put the clutch in for more than 3 seconds, otherwise it stalls out.
Oh,
so if you put the clutch in,
Luke's back in town.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. Luke Hagee.
Ah, sick.
He was. I watched his show at the Babylon.
Was it good?
Because it was just rehashed shit, wasn't it? Because he'd before his new show?
Well, I don't know.
He said it was all ex bits from his old shows or something.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it worked. Fucking killed it.
Yeah.
Where
was that, on Friday night or something?
Something like that. Was it Friday? Yeah, it was Friday.
Yeah.
And fucking, it was really weird. Like, after he did his set... Just like these groupies just show up, just like these chicks, like two younger and like one older bird who's like a graphic designer. I was just chatting to him afterwards, and they had some dude with them, but they just like, he's selling merch, and then it's like table with like me, the dude doing sound. Fuck, I've forgotten his name.
The Chris.
Yeah.
Or Grant.
No, not Wetters.
Grant.
Grant's a photographer, isn't he?
He does sound as well a little bit. But.
No, he was photos for that one.
Well, we better get to the bottom of it because it's so important.
So it's more just important like, your 3 second clutch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well. The point is like people who are working the show, like crew are sitting there and then they just sort of like, oh, buy merch and then just sit down and just make themselves at home. I'm like cool about it. Like I don't care if they're going to sit there, but I could never fucking do that myself. Just after someone's done a gig, just be like, hey, and then just sit
just hang
down
out with them
at their table and just be like, what's up? I don't know how the fuck people do that. I'm way too socially awkward to do that.
What,
that,
to that just really come nice. Up and speak to
socially
them.
Awkward or socially aware?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, yeah, there's yeah.
Like, it's
yeah.
Pretty...
About the crew or just punters?
Punters. Like, yeah, just these chicks that had watched the show and enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And then they were like out on the town for the night. And one of them was like a fucking... She was a 10, and she's like, oh, do you want some white wine? I'm like, fucking no.
Yeah.
Keep that shit away
Chuckle
from
fuckers.
Me. Yeah, and then again, like, offer me again later. She's like, you want some white wine? And the older bird was like, she's trying to get you drunk. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Good but move.
Yeah. But yeah, just to come up and just sit there, I'm just like, fuck that. I could not do that.
She's like a 10. She's used to just... walking up to tables
they do,
being accepted.
Yeah, they do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Well, were you at the table with Peggy, were you?
Yeah, with Peggy and the dude doing sound. Yeah. I was supposed to help pack up the PA, but then it got like canned and it was going to be there for the next show or whatever. So I just basically turned up for nothing. So I was like, all right, I'll drink and watch the show and then fuck off.
Yeah.
And then was talking shit with the dude doing sound about fucking crap and then just got talking to the birds that just decided to sit down and join the table. It was fucking weird. It was a good night, though. He killed it.
I haven't seen him ever do badly.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. The last time I saw him was actually last year at the festival. And he finished his set with a musical.
Yeah, him and Cam Knight did Mbop.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fucking cunts with talent.
Singing Mbop's not talent.
Compared to whatever the fuck I'm doing, it is. But yeah, it was. Yeah, I was hoping to catch more shows. The plan was to catch more shows, but I fucking run out of money.
I didn't go to any this year.
Yeah,
what do you mean? Weren't you supposed to help out?
I was, but you just didn't need me.
Yeah.
He's like, I thought there was going to be way more work, but it's not. He was talking about it. He's like, he just didn't. I think he just took on everything by himself. And he goes, by the time it was like halfway through, he's like, I can't then start delegating these things.
That's why I was like, he didn't give me like a yes, definitely come to this show. And like, I had the open mics and shit booked. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm not going to turn up if I've got that to go to. But then the one that I did turn up to, that he's like, definitely need someone for tonight. It was like, oh, don't worry about it. I'm like, yeah. Fuck. Why am I even? But it was fine. I don't give a shit.
Free tickets to a show?
Yeah, to watch Heggy. So
all yeah.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, so... I think overall it was a success, though, the festival.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, he sold.
It was a kind of a time to do it anyway, so... If you're coming out of it all right, I think he's done really well this year, so...
Yeah. Yeah, like... Yeah, COVID shit, like seating and fucking social distancing and...
Because you can't, like, you know, there's less tickets, so you can't pay the fucking axe as much and all that sort of shit, so...
Yeah. Granted, I think the axe would be, like, happy to get anything thrown their way, surely.
You didn't see the gala, did you?
No.
Nah.
Gala? Yeah, I went.
You went to the
gala?
Yeah,
I went on Saturday, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, Rove was a good MC. But fucking at the end of the later show on the Friday? No, wait. Friday, was it?
Saturday. Saturday and Sunday, I think it was.
Yeah. But he was like trying to get... Cam James rocked up. He was trying to get Cam James to come out after the show and do like a dance on stage. It was so fucking awkward. It was the most awkward... Because Cam did not want to... go out on stage at all. The first time he sort of come out and did this and then like ran off. And then... Yeah, again, he like tried to get him out again to do it, and and then just like started chasing him around the back of the stage. And that was kind of like the end of the show. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was cacking myself. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
Because this is not how it's supposed to go. This is not how the show is supposed to end. It was this really awkward moment. It's like almost like starting a chant, like trying to get a chant started, like, Cameron James dance.
Just didn't work.
No.
Doesn't give in to peer pressure.
Yeah. Good on you, good Cameron James. Good for him. Yeah. Fuck Rove.
Yeah.
Well, he had to save his energy for Elliot's show anyway, so.
That was so funny, those flies.
Yeah.
Just buzzing around. Oh, man.
You guys have got good eyes.
I was like, well, I couldn't see it.
I couldn't see it. I was like, I guess there's flies up there.
Yeah, first, it was one of the first things I seen. I was like, what is this? Yeah, straight up, he's like, address the flies.
Yeah.
Mitch got his spaghetti stolen.
Yeah.
It kind of worked out better when you walked up and you're like, where's my dirty bird? And he's like, what?
Yeah.
Where's my KFC? I'll eat you.
Yeah. I have no idea where those tins of spaghetti went. Maybe we should talk about it.
Oh, they were tins of spaghetti.
Yeah, so Elliot...
Was that a callback to...
It wasn't a callback or anything. Elliot's
you
like...
You ate them, didn't you?
I couldn't help myself.
I don't know where they went.
Yeah.
They were here 1 second.
Elliot brings me... He must have been running low on funds by the time he got to my bit. Because... He's got like, gift bags.
Can you bring your own spaghetti, bro?
Yeah, he's like, he's got gift bags and fucking all that. So anyway, he rocks up. I was expecting maybe a burger or something. I don't know. And then he's like, here's some spaghetti. And I'm like, oh, no. This is a fucking going to be messy. And he like leaves it there on the table where we're all sitting at the back. And then like I turned around at one point. And the spaghetti was gone. Oh, and so I've just gone, maybe Elliot's got it behind us.
The bar staff has just taken it. Oh,
Dave Gardner stole it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I
cold spaghetti.
That's why I thought it was a callback too, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, the bar staff would have put it away, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. They're like, we probably shouldn't have just food laying around in COVID. But yeah, it was... So I got up there expecting a tin of spaghetti to be handed my way and quickly start drinking it. And he's like, where's the spaghetti? I'm like, I thought you had the fucking spaghetti. He's like, get off stage.
So you didn't eat, I didn't say it. You didn't eat anything?
No, I didn't have to eat anything.
He had apples there. He was trying to blend.
Yeah, that was a
whole apple.
It was a pear, I think. So a pear and an orange.
It was funnier that it didn't blend.
Oh, that was the best. That was my favourite part of the show.
Yeah.
My favourite bit is when fucking Maddie got up. She goes, I'd like to tell a poem about my rape.
Big like, me, get up. Yeah, that was good.
The whole thing was fucking, it was really funny. Like, I was cracking up the whole time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It wasn't funny. It was like.
No, all of the bits that they tried to do didn't work at all.
And that was perfect. Like, that's what needed to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I loved that he didn't do any material as well.
Yeah, well,
that's so good.
He was going to get Big Jim to come on.
Yeah, he cancelled.
And then he cancelled, so that's why Luke did his set. It's Elliot's, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wait, Big Jim was supposed to...
Luke wasn't even supposed to be on there to do whatever he did with like Elliot's bit.
Right.
Big Jim was just going to come on and do his bit, but then he fucking cancelled at the last minute, so...
Big Jim cancelling gigs.
Yeah.
He's in too high demand.
He had one of the opera house.
He's
going to
play
instead.
The tambourine. Yeah. Fucking... He'll be in Beaumont Street.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Fucking Hamo, how's it going?
I reckon he was on the shard. I'm going to say it.
There's a good chance.
He's like, I could go perform comedy at the comedy festival. Or I could smoke this crack.
Oh, you never know. He might be writing a thesis on something. You never know with Big Jim.
Yeah, he fucking... He's a strange dude. We talked about it before. He's like this, like, crazy character on stage. And then you walk up to him, he's like, hey, mate, how you going?
Really soft-spoken.
He's a fucking enigma.
Yeah. He's doing it on purpose.
But he's still crazy as fuck, though.
Yeah,
like if you 100%. I want to talk conspiracies with Big Jim. I want to know what's really up.
We got to get him on the podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Did you just try and get Big Jim for Thursday night?
No, we were going to, but his set was too polarizing. My vote was Get Big Jim. Like, Get Big Jim, definitely, to do the Mo competition.
You know who should have emceed?
Big Jim.
Big Jim. Yeah. He would have been killer.
I reckon he's never done it, as far as I can tell, but I reckon he'd fucking kill it.
I reckon he would. That Mo competition, anyway, ended up being pretty much the highlight of the night.
Yeah.
It was just fucking a hostage situation of who's going to buy shit.
Yeah.
How many times can I call an audience member a cunt?
Yeah.
Got very uncomfortable. Insane.
And Milos is there going, I came out for this fucking dog shit.
Like, yeah. Eddie was sticking by her guns though. I'm like, maybe you shouldn't have. She's like, nah, I had to sell the shirts. I'm like, all right.
No, she did. She really did.
But at what cost?
Yeah. I think
some of those people won't be back next year.
No, they won't. Not after that shit.
Especially after they put it through the wash and the cunt falls apart.
Look, I think it's fine, like, push it a bit, but it went too far. Like, to begin with, it was, like, really funny. It was cool. And then it was like, oh, fuck. Eddie's still going.
She's held him hostage.
Yeah.
But she got, fuck,
$300 worth of shirt sales.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that.
No, you can't.
Sweet. Oh, well, you know, it's hard to argue with Eddie at the best times, isn't it? So.
Just gotta listen to this.
Why you don't.
I'm gonna fucking kill Adam.
Eh, fuck.
I've been in the hot seat as well, Adam. Don't worry.
Adam puts himself in the hot seat with Eddie, like,
every week.
Well, I just put myself in the hot seat with everybody, I think. Fucking.
I don't know. You and I never had. Oh, actually, I remember this. Me and Ethan were at a Wombat show, and Ethan was drunk at the back, and it was just as when Ethan started opening the mic. So it was before I started doing it, and I can't remember what. Ethan overheard something and just decided to chime into your conversation.
Yeah.
He's got into this mad argument about, I can't remember what it was about, but all I remember is like, this is getting aggressive. I don't know these two dudes, and I'm just going to drag Ethan away from the situation.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was you and Liam...
Levy.
Yeah. That wasn't getting aggressive, though.
Oh, well, me and Liam just hanging shit on each other, were we?
No, he was just hanging shit on Chad. Because Chad emceed the fucking Crown and Anchor.
Yeah.
And you can imagine how that went. It was like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And yous were like, it is what it is. And I was like, yeah, but Chad's all right. And yous were like, well, you just butted into this conversation, like, hanging shit on me. Yeah. And I was like, and then Mitch just, like, dragged me away. He's like, nah, man. Again, like, overreacting.
No, because, I'm always...
What, Adam got to punch me in the head because...
Like, no, but I didn't know Adam.
Yeah.
If I'd have known you and like...
Yeah, you would have got involved as well.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm like, Like, one of my mates is about to get into a fight. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to get dragged into this.
It wasn't a fight.
It wasn't. I know that. Yeah. I'm not saying it was, but I thought it was.
So this is where I get this bad reputation all the time. Fucking, that I'm starting fights left, right, and center around town.
It's just, it's me.
But I knew that Adam did comedy. I knew that Liam did comedy too.
So yeah, I know. And I was also like, why are you butting into the conversation, Ethan? You're drunk. And then you started kind of arguing, and I was like, righto, let's fuck off.
Yeah.
And then we went to the home, and you ran into your ex.
Oh.
That was that night.
Yeah, that was a good move, wasn't it? Yeah, let's go to the family hotel.
Yeah.
Well, we run into my ex-girlfriend. That was fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was kind of good because Crystal was there. And I was like, oh, kind of looks like I'm with her.
So does it?
I traded up.
Ah.
In her mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always good to have a hotter girl with you when you run into your ex.
Yeah. And not... me.
Yeah. Just Mitch.
Did you ride him down like on the back of your white stallion because you saved the day? Or
uh, I was like, tip of the fedora to you, lads. Yeah. I'm off to save this princess. And then I carried him in my arms.
Through the front of the family. Like,
yes. Straight into the arms of his ex. Yeah. Well done. One shit fight to another.
Yeah. Now I'm like, yeah, I just want to avoid confrontations.
I don't even remember that at all. And like, so yeah. There's only a few confrontations which I remember. It's fucking you and the tranny fucking apologist or whatever.
You're not allowed to say that word, Adam.
What apologist?
I thought we. Yeah.
I think it was Ethan that said tranny.
I said tranny a bunch on stage, so yeah. I've been out of shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went.
But I was all for it. Was the thing.
Then I rode in on my trusty steed that time and fucking saved the day.
Well, you had a point. You're like, can you just shut the fuck up? There's a show going on. Yeah. I'm like, good point, Adam.
Yeah. Oh, it was just like, you aren't going to agree. So,
we'll go around in circles.
Was it during the show?
Yeah.
She had a crack.
No, yeah, she did. She heckled.
No, it was out the back.
But then afterwards, she came out after me and was like, you fucking suck.
Ooh.
I was like, I heard that when you yelled it out. And I was like, also, I agree. So now where do we go?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I'm huffing or I'm puffing and I'm going to go from here.
Yeah.
Nah, that's... Yeah. And then the other one was me.
Saving me.
Yeah.
It's been the circle, like the fucking triangle of saving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Now I just have to save Mitch.
From
diabetes or something.
Yeah, keep working on it, mate. Start bringing me salads to every set. I had a salad on Thursday night.
Well done,
bit
mate.
Bit of fish. Pointed it out to Mark. I was like, wait, look at this.
Was it crumbed?
That's not battered. A salad. Right. If you have battered fish with salad. That's not just
how
a salad.
The salad was how much of the fish was left?
That's, no, I ate all the salad.
It's called a side dish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fish with a salad. Yeah. It wasn't a salad,
look,
I guess.
I'm not taking it away from you. It is better than just having the fish.
Yeah. Or the fish and chips.
As a vegan, Mark will now tell you about your eating.
Oh, is fish on your... okay list?
Do vegans eat fish?
I don't know. Fuck, I'm not one that's vegan.
Is a fish an animal?
That's the shit I get the most. It's like, oh, you eat steak, but right? I'm like, no, I don't.
Honestly, some people just don't like, some people still eat fish.
Yeah,
that's vegetarian or some shit.
Pescatarian,
my sister's does that
so you're
shit.
Straight down the line.
Yeah, that's vegan.
I did do the pescatarian for a while.
Yeah.
But then I was like, not really much different to eating the rest of the shit. So I was like, nah. I'll do it properly.
Fair that's enough. That Patrice O'Neill bit, like fish don't have eyebrows. That's
why you
don't feel
bad. Yeah,
about
yeah, yeah,
yeah. They're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's like you feel the least guilty of eating fish. So you're like, yeah.
Would you go fishing though? Like,
no.
So you don't go fishing and
I
catch
think
and release?
Fishing is fucking boring. That's why I don't go fishing. Yeah. But no, I wouldn't either.
It's just high risk drinking, really, isn't it? Yeah,
it's a wobbly bar, is what it is.
I've been watching fishing videos lately, just getting like mad into this YouTube channel called Milliken Fishing, where he just goes, and he just goes to like backwater, like he'll go to a lake and then find like a fucking overflow area of the lake. And go fishing in these little mud puddles and shit like that. And he catches big fish. But I'm just like, look at me watching other people live life. I've got water like 200 meters from my house. I've got a fishing rod like 10 steps away from me, all my tackle ready to go.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I'm just going to lay here and watch it.
I give you shit, but I've been watching Coyote Peterson videos of him like getting stung by bugs this week, so I don't have any leg to stand on, really. He's like, this is the tarantula hawk. It hurts like fucking crazy. He's like, let's make bite me, sting me. And then he's like, fuck! I love it. It's so good. It's like, you're a fucking idiot, mate.
Yeah, I watched one. I think it's the same guy. And he was in pain for like 24 hours straight, just like in agony.
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
Yeah. He's like, next week on this show. I'm like, fuck, really?
Well, he did the bullet ant, which is like the
worst. That's the one I saw. Yeah.
That's like the fucking worst.
Yeah.
And like after he did that, it's like, what else is there to get bitten by? Maybe like homeless people. Yeah. Where do you go from that?
Rabid dogs first.
Yeah.
Junkies,
yeah.
And like they have a wobbegong fucking homeless person's got no teeth, so they're just like,
Yeah. I was watching, watching outdoor shows, like watching other people live life. Show called Meat Eater.
You got to do a bit on this, by the way.
Oh, is that the one that they get Rogan on every now and then?
Yeah. Same one. And he went to the Amazon and also got bitten by a bullet ant. And he's like, I legit thought I was going to die. He's like, it was so apparently painful.
You can hallucinate.
Yeah.
Okay, what happens if you smoke him then?
Yeah. Yeah, he got done.
I don't know, find out.
He's walking around, right? He's got like boots on, all this shit. He's like watching like all around him because he knows there's bullet ants. He's like, oh, so careful. You guys will get bitten. And there's like 20 other natives. No one's wearing shoes. They just know where to look. They're just like walking through the jungle and they're like, oh yeah, watch out. There's a fucking venomous snake there, like 2 inches from your face. And like, yeah, just get used to it, I guess. And yeah, he's in the jungle a day and gets bitten.
Either that or they've been bitten enough times that it just doesn't do anything.
I don't think that's how it works with those things. They're like the most painful fucking...
Yeah.
No, they get born, they just first thing you do is like cut the umbilical cord and then sting them with a bullet ant.
Yeah.
Here you go, get used to it. It's going to be going for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's like it's a ritual for some tribes as well.
Yeah, they wear the gloves with all the fire ants in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone insane. Asked me that the other night, like if I'm immune to red-bellied black snakes now because I've been bitten.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think so, but...
Yeah. You're immune to ambulances, apparently.
Yeah, I'm definitely immune to ambulances. Like, I don't think that's how it works.
Have you told that story on the podcast?
How I got bitten by a snake? No, I don't think so.
Nah.
It doesn't matter because no one's listening anyway. So.
Yeah, well...
This is just practice for if you ever do a real podcast.
Yeah. Well, fuck it. Tell the story. We've all heard it three times all over.
You've heard it fucking heaps.
Yeah.
How about we tell this story? I went to help Mark lift some fucking house frames the other day.
Yeah.
God damn.
I killed him.
Yeah, it was like an hour. My shoulder's fucking bruised, man.
I filmed it. You can watch it on YouTube.
It's yellow. Just,
yeah. Well, I had.
See how yellow it is?
Oh, is that where you've been leaning the truss?
Yeah, we couldn't carry him flat.
On the noggins.
Yeah, so we had to fucking put him on our shoulders.
And I was in the middle and I had this little like shirt bunched up and put on my shoulder because I knew it was coming. But you two were giving me shit.
I didn't give you any shit.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I think the other guy was.
What, the other bloke you normally work with?
Nah, it's his house. We're working with. He's building the granny flat. Yeah. But he's like twice as big as us.
But we built, like, we put all the frames up for this place. Fucking none of them were nearly as near as heavy as that shit.
Yeah, they've stitched us up for sure.
And I was like, oh.
What was it, the blue shit?
Yeah, the blue shit, but it also had the yellow shit. And the yellow shit was like hardwood fucking, like 2 meter.
Oh, it's the structural stuff.
Like, yeah.
It was fucked.
They were huge frames. And I killed Ethan. And I don't think he's going to come back tomorrow.
I'll come back tomorrow. I'll help out tomorrow. It's cash in hand. I'm not going to say no. I'm a Jew.
Is that why you've been bulking?
No, I was doing that before, but I was lucky I didn't do any workout that day before I went because I would have been fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, my legs were already like sort of half jelly from kite surfing the day before, and then we're lifting these heavy things and my legs are just like there, just sort of flapping around. I'm like, he's got it? Oh, good. Yeah. We only nearly died like once, but your mate fucking stopped the frame falling on us, which was good. There was one point I was like, I'm out of here. I was ready to dive out of the way. I was like, shit. My escape plan was like through the hole in the thing.
Through the window.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I was like, you cunts have fucking got it. Yeah, it was bad.
How big was the granny flat?
It's the frames were quite tall.
Yeah, okay.
And we had to stand them up to like get them through. We couldn't like, they usually carry them flat. It's easy. Because they were really tall, it was like, and heavy.
Yeah, okay.
Super hard.
Top heavy, so they're like falling like this and that. And yeah. He's like, yeah, just come over and help me lift these frames.
Fuck you. Get a crane.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't have been a bad option, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been a very good option because they were fuck off heavy. Mm-hmm. How much do you reckon they weigh?
Each. Without
exaggerating.
I don't know. From 80 to 100 kilos, I guess, each. Roughly those ones. But maybe, it's because they were stood up.
Yeah. Maybe not that heavy. It's just because they were
probably 80, I reckon. Awkward. Yeah.
Yeah, once we were like laid them down and we were like chucking them on, it was like, oh, that's fine.
Yeah, they could have only been 50 as well, but it's because it's like standing up.
Yeah. Anyway, so Mark stitched me up again, as he does.
I definitely.
Every time we go to do something bad happens to me. Every fucking time.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
But the day before, I'm like, come out for a cheeky kite surf. I jump up, new kite, I get in the water, get sucked downwind, like, into the surfers, and I'm like, fuck. I get up and riding, and I forgot to let my trim out, so it was my bad. But, like, I was getting upwind pretty good. Well, I'm like, it's a new kite, so I'll just come back in, and I'll walk up the beach a bit, and I'll get away from these surfers. But no, the lifeguard has to come up, getting his little buggy, comes up, starts telling me off.
Oh, really?
I'm like, I'm going, mate, I'm going. He's like, all right, just... I'm just like, fucking hell, every time something happens.
Yeah, because he didn't want to fucking have to rescue you. He probably looked at you fucking around with your kite, God, this bloke doesn't know what he's doing. I'm not going to fucking swim out there and rescue this dumb cunt.
I don't think they'll rescue you. Will they?
That's what they're supposed to do. Like, I could be wrong, but beach lifesavers, I assume,
save lives.
If you're near where they are,
they're not going to just watch you die because you're not between the flags. Oh, well.
Yeah, yeah. But there's like the whole beach. They only patrol that end.
Yeah.
So, like, if people are out on kites up the other end, they're not saving them.
Yeah, no, because they can't see
really them. Looking at anything but the flags. They keep a bit of an eye. Yeah. All they do is, like, who's in the flags and can we keep those surfers out of the flags because fuck those surfers, even though they're nowhere near the flags.
Yeah.
I've got some deep-seated hatred with fucking surf lifesavers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They just turn up, put the fucking flags in the best spot of the beach, and then...
Yeah, because it's the safest, and they want to keep people...
swimmers, yeah.
I don't give a fuck. There's a reason. I want some waves. It's
generally a reason.
Yeah. What are the extra flags there for? Because there's the normal
black ones. Black and white? Stay out of the, that's supposed to be the safety buffer for the surfers.
That's for the body. Okay, borders, so there's...
The surfers can't go in the safety buffer or further.
Oh, yeah. Well, you kind of can, but like definitely stay out of the... You're not meant to, but it's like...
But if you finish the wave inside the safety buffer, and they're not going to...
Yeah, as long as you're not going past Nazi. That.
But then they've got ones like... Because, you know, when it's big or whatever, and the surf's like... The shore's fucking a couple hundred metres. But they'll still like, you can't surf in the fucking flags, even there's nobody out there.
Yeah.
Like behind all the swimmers. Yeah. That's dumb.
Like, nobody's swimming out there. And even if they do swim out there, they know what they're doing and they'll be sweet. They'll get out of the way. So, yeah. They're like, get out of the way, you little cunt. Go out somewhere else. Fuck off, mate.
There was a guy the other day, that, you know, you catch a wave and you just go in.
Yeah.
He did it and went through into the middle of the red and white, red and yellow flags.
On his board.
In between surfers. And just was like cruising in, like all casual. And the lifeguard was blowing up.
Yeah, just that's going,
what are you doing, mate? Like, don't ever do that again. It's like, yeah, no shit. You're on a pointy spear headed towards humans. Like, those things are brutal.
It was Adam, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've done it once before, don't worry. It was only like 10 metres. And I was just, the rip was that, like coming across that much of the sweep. And I just was like, oh, fuck it, I'll just go in.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, just don't do that again next time, mate. You'll be right.
Yeah.
I
was
like,
so it was you.
It wasn't me. Like, he knew that I wasn't going to fuck anybody up.
Yeah.
No, like, I see some surfers who just got no fucking awareness of the people around them. Like, dude.
That's most when you're so out. So
yeah,
man,
so
the
many,
only
like,
thing that matters is your sick, fully sick cutback that you just did.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all that matters.
One of the best things I've ever seen was like when it gets, you know, it's a certain size and you can just tell somebody's just out of their comfort zone. And there's this guy there with a fucking GoPro like strapped to his arm, which is probably the worst spot you could fucking put it because you know paddling and all that. Mm. And it's like reasonable big, like bigger than the roof or whatever, and fucking. he's gone over. And then when it gets to certain size, first rule is don't go for the first wave of the set, because if you miss it, the big, second one's going to be heaps bigger and he's going to get fucking done. So he's gone for the first one and he's got it and he's just stood up in the worst complete spot. But then all he could see was just his hand with this fucking GoPro camera just going, oh, it would have been the best footage.
Would have just been all white.
And then I think he paddled out, like, because there was a certain way to paddle out that day, and he just was like straight through the guts, and it took forever to get out if you went that way. And he got out, he's already fucked, straight out of the falls and straight back in. That was the end of his day.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the time we went surfing the first time.
Oh, I had it, Catho.
Like, yeah, you're like, yeah, come on, take you out. I surfed like twice, Adam. He's like, nah, we'll just go beach, next beach, next beach. kept going. The waves are getting like bigger and bigger.
Yeah. No, that's bullshit. They were smaller there than they were at Catho than anywhere else. Yeah, because it's subtly swell.
Yeah, but I just said, oh, still 8 foot.
I didn't say fucking, like, I just said, oh, you might want to go for a little bash on the shore or whatever, and then I've paddled out, and then next thing I know, you're fucking floundering out the back next to me.
Floundering is the correct term. Yeah. There's no other word to describe it as well. No, it's just what you are when you're a noob. You're just,
oh, 100%.
You're floundering about,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, just like, oh, that was fucking difficult.
Yeah.
Then a wave came and we were just like, I was behind him because I caught one and I was paddling and I could see a wave coming. I was like, fuck, I've got to get it the fuck out of here because I'm paddling the fast side.
Yeah.
And you, I was just going to be coming that way towards him. And I got rinsed.
Yeah. How do you go duck diving?
Shit.
Yeah. You're too light.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not great. Especially
You need a the trouble is that when you're learning, you need a bigger board to get going, but your big boards can't go under the waves because you're too light. That was my problem. So it's like I had to get a really small board.
Yeah. You'd get better quicker though, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You do because
you got no choice.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Because when you start riding, now I'm starting to ride with like where there's a lot of people. If you don't, they'll just run over you. They don't care. So you got to learn how to duck dive real well.
Yeah. Fucking sucked. So you can kill someone. Like, you can legit kill
someone.
They don't give.
They don't change their line or anything. They're just I got the wave, man. You better get under that board.
Yeah. The one time when me and Ethan were like teenagers, we went out to Southside bodyboarding. And
oh, that's always fun.
It's like pretty big swell there, like for like a fucking 14-year-old twig that I used to be. And I remember there was this one chick there and she actually knew what she was doing and there was just me. And like, I was just in a bad spot, come up from out under the wave, and she was just about to catch the second wave in the set. And she was just like, we just locked eyes and it was just me like, oh fuck, I'm not in the right spot. Luckily she pulled out of it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going back in. Sorry. I was like, I felt bad too. I was like, oh fuck, I'm so sorry. Like she had that look like, fuck you, but also you don't know what you're doing. So
yeah.
I guess it's like anything when you first start out.
Yeah. Like, you got to give people the benefit of the doubt. And then if they keep doing it, then you send them in.
Like when I dropped in on that cunt. I was just trying to get away. Went out with Brandon at Redhead.
Oh, that day,
yeah. I just didn't look to me right.
Yeah.
It was like a left-hand break. I'm like, didn't do that. I was just concentrating on getting the fucking wave. And then next minute, old mate's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I didn't pull out of it in time. I don't think I fucked the wave that bad for him.
Yeah.
Because you can, like, mess with the break of it. But, yeah.
Oh, you fucked it for him, don't
worry. Then I was like, sorry, Chief. And he's like, oh, at least you tried to pull out of it. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's just so much going on at the start, isn't there? And then you got to worry about that shit, too.
Yeah.
The rules.
The rules, yeah. The rules of the sea.
Yeah.
Oh, it's getting worse, though, because there's more people in there, so.
Yeah.
And they've become, like I've found lately, people are just more ruthless.
Yeah. It's getting a bit like Sydney and the Goldie. Yeah. Like, fucking, you get out of the Gold Coast, it's not fun. It's just fucking
cunts everywhere.
Yeah, you go in, you got to psych yourself up as if you're going into fucking battle. Like,
it's an aggressive sport. Hey, for like on the outside, you think, oh, surfers are really chilled and laid back. It's like, nah.
Most selfish dog eat dog fucking do
they're not at all. It's like, yeah, yeah. It's like you're going out to war out there. It's like, this is not that relaxing, actually.
I'll do it myself. Like, I'll be out there, find a spot by myself, having a great old time. As soon as someone else paddles out, like, fuck this cunt, I'm going to fucking show him.
Yeah. It's game time.
Especially if you're at you've got your own spot, the whole beach, and it's like, but they're that's just the thing, they just beeline towards you like, fuck off.
Yeah, that's the mentality. It's like, oh, that's where the waves are because there's one human there. Yeah. So that turns into 10. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you fuck off up the beach again. Yeah. And they're like, oh.
That's why kite surfing's good. But there's fuckwits everywhere there, too, I suppose.
Yeah.
I've been abused doing that as well. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I had some guy try and... Yeah, he told me off. Said I cut him off, and I was like, "All right, dude, let's just go in on the beach." And he's like, "Yeah, all right, nah, let's not do that. This is cool." It's like, well, you're gonna have a crack, dude. Let's do it. I'm so glad he didn't, because he was like twice my size. I was just doing the whole fucking small dog bluffing thing. Yeah, for sure, 100%. I would have got smashed.
Did you fucking kite off, going like? Oh, oh.
Look, if they call you on your bluff, you can always start masturbating.
Pretty hard with a wetsuit because you've got to pull a knife out and cut a slot. Don't get your balls too when the fucking waves go.
You cut your dick and you're like, oh, dude, can you give me a lift to the hospital?
Oh, yeah, fucking, you go out kite surfing and everyone's going, don't mess with that guy. He's already got a cat flap on his back.
You can just see the half chub, like you're ready for it. That was good. That was a good bit.
Yeah. Use a gimp suit instead of a wetsuit.
What, fucking old mate? The fishing videos? What's his name?
Oh, Will and Powerfish.
Will and Powerfish. What's he doing now? Is he still doing videos?
He's probably changed sport.
The latest one I saw was the driveway one. See that?
Yeah, I saw that one.
That's brutal. Where he gets to hires someone to help him.
Is it just telling
him? Isn't he supposed to be working for
He's out of prison or something, right? Yeah. He's playing someone who's an ex-con that comes to help someone do work experience as like a... What are they painting? Are they painting the driveway?
They're supposed to...
No, they're cleaning. They're water pressing. Yeah, they're cleaning the driveway. He finds paint and spills this paint all over the whole driveway.
Is it kind of like getting the Borat sort of fuck things up and just watch the results type thing?
Yeah, kind of. It's super cringy. Like, that's just... But it's... Oh, man, it's so uncomfortable. And the other dude handles it real well until the end. He tells him to fuck off and then he's kind of like, hey, mate, it was my house all along. He's like, I stitched you up. It's fucking gold.
Just fucking trying to make people angry.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
As if somebody would do that. Oh, I'd never do that sort of shit. Like, fucking, maybe that's why I don't like it. That's why you see too much of myself in there.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'd be one of the dudes losing their mind at him. Like, I'm all right until I'm not.
Until you get chickens thrown at you.
Until I get fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny, him fucking with the surf lineup when he's throwing raw chooks at people on waves. Like, have you seen that one?
No, I don't want to see that one.
It's fucking great. He's got the big 3-meter flatty, like the inflatable raft thing. And he's just catching waves on it, just cutting people off. And he's just going out with like hull chooks, like people are trying to catch waves, and he's pegging hull chooks at them.
Where was that?
Uncooked chickens, too.
Yeah, raw chicken.
Because nothing's going to fucking bring the sharks in like fucking the smell of raw chicken.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, yeah. He needs his head rammed on his ass for that one.
Oh, fuck. How is he's been like...
Has he been bashed yet? Or is that what
he hasn't say? Been bashed.
No.
He's a pretty large dude.
And he's got tattoos on his face. Yeah. Like, if I ever fuck up enough to go to prison, I'm getting tattoos on my face. Fuck it. Life's over. Like, I don't really, I'm a con now. I don't have to worry about, like, going for office jobs anymore. I'm just going to take.
Are you going to get a bomb tattooed on your face?
That should be your tattoo. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to do a quick show us your bits, and we'll wrap this up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what are my bits? I tried to do one today, but Ethan just said it was shit. So
I'm not tell us.
Why don't you just broadcast that to the world, though?
Yeah, what was it?
It was... it's kind of... I wrote it, and then I heard Luke Heggie's joke yesterday. Not Luke Heggie. Cameron James's joke. So it's kind of... I won't do it, but...
Ancestry.com?
Yeah, it was like...
About Ancestry.com. I used to.
Depends on...
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
What is it?
Oh, yeah, but the bit about Ben and Jew. Yeah. Mine was, I did an Ancestry.com test the other day. Turns out I'm from type 2 diabetes.
That's kind of like ripping off Sam Kissajusian's bit.
Is it?
Yeah, he's like, it turns out I'm from chlamydia.
Oh, yeah.
Which is much funnier than type 2 diabetes.
People wouldn't believe that I could have sex. And so yeah. I had to leave it at type 2 diabetes.
Sam Kissajukin. Yeah. Get it right. Fucking.
Yeah.
I still reckon you should do the grease line.
Actually, I'm going to do that. I'll do it at the next.
I was saying to him yesterday, his joke book should be made out of grease proof paper. So just right away.
Yeah. I've written a fair bit. I've already, like, I had that bit about, like, how millennials, the only thing we've done is invent mumble rap. I'm like, it's like rap, but just they mumble. Like, they can't even rap properly. That's how shit we are as a generation. It's awful.
It's almost as bad as that bit.
Yeah.
Mumble rap.
You should mumble that bit.
I went to therapy the other week. Therapist asks, if you wake up tomorrow... with one like realistic wish, what would it be? And I'm like, a 24-hour KFC wouldn't be bad.
They've already got those.
Yeah, not around here, they don't.
Not even a free one, just so it's there, so you have to just keep paying all the time, or
I stole this one off a meme. I saw a sign outside a church, it said, "Behold, I come quickly." And I'm like, Mum always used to say, Mum always used to say I had more in common with Jesus than I realised. But I realise you've got the bit about fucking...
COVID that, bit.
Yeah, the COVID bit.
Church signs.
Whatever. Yeah, church signs.
Yep.
Yep. Look, don't... Oi. At least I'm writing, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You got to do it. Some, like, there'll be bits that you write and they're just terrible at first. And you just, like, come back to them. You just leave them there and you come back to them. You know, like you rewrite them and they're still terrible. So, and then you.
That's great.
Yeah, and then
great advice.
And then you're like, all right, I'll write some more then.
That is how to not write comedy.
Yeah. I guess I'll do something else.
Yeah. Oh, like my what was it? My wife's dildo joke. I was sitting on that story for a good 3 months before it actually turned into a joke. I'm like, there's something funny there.
What about the dildo?
Yeah. What about the what?
Sitting on
you
it.
Weren't sitting on the dildo.
Oh, no, I wasn't sitting on the dildo.
Thanks for explaining that one
for me. Yeah.
That was pretty good, actually.
It was a very good joke. It's just I'm too retarded to fucking...
I actually only got it when he asked what it was. So it's like, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. There was one I wrote on my... phone as well, but I haven't got my phone. I don't have my phone anywhere, so yeah, that's me. They're my jokes. What about awesome. You, Ethan?
Is
that suddenly coming through?
Yeah, it's supposed to be really fucking windy too.
Yeah, fuck sounds yeah.
like it.
I had like this bit, I haven't written it into a bit yet, but when I was driving home with Adam the other night after the gig. So trying to write that bit about dad being racist.
Oh, yeah, that's not
and,
bad.
Like the white blood cells thing, I was thinking of doing it like when I'm like introducing the joke, I'm like, oh, my dad's not like, I'm not racist like my dad. Like, oh, I hope it's not hereditary. Like, I don't think it's like that. I'm like, I might have got his white blood cells because like they want to keep out all foreign entities or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, something about like.
You're going too deep on the science there.
Yeah. Anyway, got to this other part where I was like, my dad's so racist, like, he's been looking at driving for Uber. Like, he's legit been looking. He's so bored being retired that he wants to drive for Uber. He, like, applied for it and everything. And I'm like, that's good, but I think he just wants to take their jobs. Like, I'm pretty sure that that'll work.
Is he legit, like,
yeah,
wants to just go drive for Uber?
Yeah, he, like, applied for it and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had to, like, you have to put in, like, your license and, like, how many accidents you've had and all this shit. Like, they fully vet you before you drive for Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have to after all those rapes.
Mm. Marsh would know.
just to make it awkward.
Just a callback to a joke I'm never doing again.
I reckon that's one of the best jokes ever I've ever heard. That fucking, that alley bit. Such a good bit. What about you, Adam?
I've only really got that metal detector bit, which I'm working on at the moment. And also, I was at the pub the other day, so I don't know whether this is going to be funny or whether you just had to be there. But, like, Captain Planet goes on a bender, and then he wakes up as, like, the CEO of ExxonMobil and opening the iPhone factory and all that sort of shit. So, I think that's a yep coming out. What the
fuck? Probably had to be there. Cooked with you when you
Like he's just on the beers?
He did preface it with, I was at the pub. So.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's a good premise, though. There's something there.
Might be more of a funny sketch, I reckon. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a funny...
That's nuts.
Yeah, he wakes up, he goes, oh, I've done it again.
I thought of something for your for your detective joke. Just go... Get up on stage, start doing that, and just boop, boop, boop. Oh, I'm just looking for something funny to say.
That's not bad.
Yeah, like that. Do that.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
I've seen also, like, shopping center people would love it too because of the fucking the scanning thing as well.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
What about you, Mark?
I've just been writing one-liners.
Yeah, you did.
Terrible one-liners. Because I did a bunch the other night. Just been trying to write one a day.
How's that going?
Do you want to hear how it's going?
Yes.
Prolific joke writing, one one-liner a day.
Well,
it's pretty good to start with 300 a year. Over 300 a year.
One-liners are more difficult, I reckon, than like fucking some of the other jokes.
Cheesy one-liners are easy, I reckon, but good one-liners.
But getting one that hasn't been done before...
Oh, yeah, pretty hard.
Yeah.
Unless you're Jimmy Carr, you can kind of get away with a bit more. Mm. Even though he comes up with, like, it's 99% his stuff, but then sometimes I reckon it's, like, a little bit...
Bit of overlap,
There's overlap. Or Mitch Hedberg. Mitch Hedberg's one-liners.
The me and my brother look-alike that I actually came up with on stage. Where I was like... Because I did the joke back to front, and I was like, oh, I was in Japan, and... We're talking to these girls and me and my brother look alike. And they're like, yeah, you look alike. And I was like, yeah, you too. Like that. That's a good one, liner.
You see? Yeah. And there, you can be racist against Asians. See? You improve my point again.
Yeah. Everyone loves it. All right, Mark,
Hit us.
I don't know if I want to do this. Yeah, all right, let's do it.
It's
going to
get on stage. Don't worry about it.
What was it? Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I got into a fight with a street sign. Guess I like to push the limits. So bad, right? I asked my mate what the speed limit was. He said 2 grams.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking bad, isn't it?
Yep.
You want more?
At least you're fucking writing them. Like, we're the biggest bunch of cunts about new jokes to each other. But it's like, it's a feeling you get when you're like, you actually sit down, and even if it's a shit joke... Like, fuck it, I wrote a joke. Like, yeah. It's good.
Just trying to make it a habit, like a daily habit. Just get one out. Hopefully they'll get better.
Yeah, hopefully.
What's the next one? I went crowd surfing the other day. I tried to smile, but it's hard to when you're up in arms. I think that one needs to be worded differently, but there's maybe something there on that one.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. I've been trying to just get into the habit of if I'm not writing jokes, going over my jokes at lunch every day. Like, that's, I've got an hour for lunch, and I'm like, there's nothing else I could be doing other than, like, I could just be wasting time on Facebook, or I could just be reviewing my jokes and like, trying to write on them and stuff. Like, yeah. So I got, like, it's not a full hour, probably like half an hour before I get tired of it, but, like, at least, like, once a day where you focus entirely just on writing jokes, and it's... I've come up with a couple of good jokes the last few weeks where I can actually do them on stage.
It all adds up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even if it's not... Yeah, like I said, even if it's not a good joke at the moment, it might be in a few months' time.
Well, maybe that's, like... Because you've started riffing more on stage too,
mm.
which I suppose if you get in the habit of writing jokes, then you're sort of getting... Yeah.
Also get in the habit of recording it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a big one.
Yeah, you had one of the best sets you've had for fucking ages.
Yeah.
And then you fucking don't record it.
I didn't record it, yeah. I had the app ready to go, ready to record, and I was so focused on, like, you just
were
getting up.
Two in the moment.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. That was, yeah, like, I don't know. I'm so used to just being self-deprecating and stuff like that. I'm like, it's so hard to accept when I have a good set, and I just feel like a wanker talking about it, because I am.
Well, we said, there's no record of that good set, so it didn't
happen. I know, it didn't happen. That's exactly right. And then I had, that was before the paid show, so I was like, I'm up here, and I'm like, oh man, fuck. And then I went into that set, and I was so fucking nervous, because, well, I just had no idea how I was going to go.
Oh, it should have been like, sweet. I was fucking, went in there fucking thinking I got this shit covered. Look what happened.
I got one more note that I wrote in my phone. It says, Southern Cross means you're a racist bogan. What do other constellations mean? I don't know where I'm going with that.
Well, that's just, you could open up the next one. What does the saucepan mean?
Or Orion's belt. He's just a wife beater. That's a good one.
You have that one, mate.
No.
You need it.
You have it.
Wait till Eddie starts her domestic violence comedy night. And...
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's about it. That's all we've got to talk. Is the Kent coming back, Adam?
Yeah, once it's 2 square metres, whenever that is.
When
that's
is
this
that?
Week, isn't it?
Hopefully. I don't know.
I keep hearing
first,
that.
First, yeah. I heard. But
1st December, maybe. Yeah, so
yeah.
That's nice. A go. Then we'll have the Kent and the Warners Bay Hotel. So
yeah.
And then you'd have to get your asses into gear and start getting some venues as well.
Well, I'm thinking, let's do some travelling gigs. Let's book some fucking shithole pubs in, like, regional towns and just go do those.
Do you want me on the list after fucking
100%. 100% I do.
Fuck
yeah. We're all going to bomb.
We're going to play Pictionary on stage.
I was thinking we'll reach out to some of our pubs in our hometowns and stuff like that. Where's everyone from? Are you from Nowra. Newcastle? Nowra.
Yeah.
Buck driving 4 hours Nowra. Away. Yeah, no, I've been to Nowra. It's a good place, but I'm not going there for comedy.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say it's a good idea.
I could probably
get a decent crowd there.
You probably would, actually. Yeah.
Well, I suppose anyone could from their hometown, right?
I feel like, if we could get some pubs and at least pay for petrol and dinner.
What about just some... Because there's a gap now in the market for middle-tier, like, paid gigs nights now.
Because,
James used to have a Carrington pub or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, he's got Watt Street, which, you know, it's a certain level, which I didn't reach. once again, as soon as you pay me, I go to shit. there's not like that real middle fucking thing. Yeah, so maybe there's some bowling clubs around town, like Alder Park Bowling Club or fucking...
Yeah.
Somewhere like that. You might be able to get one on for a fucking once a month on a Saturday or something. Start learning your chops there before you just go out in the whole tour, because you'll inevitably
I don't
want to
do a tour. I'm like, literally just like book a pub for a night. But like, oh, yeah. Pay us $300, we'll come out, we'll do a comedy show. your crowds can fucking heckle us and whatever, and it's all practice.
Yeah, speak to James about it because he's, you know, got the runs on the board. So says Eddie, he's fucking, but not as much because James has done the proper paid gigs and all that. So you see what he has to say and fucking your budget and all that, and then just go around and see if you can get somebody that's interested. And yeah, like, and everybody will give you a hand with buddy getting acts or whatever. So
yeah. Yeah, especially, like, if we can, yeah, just bring, if you just do, like, a 5-6 comic show where it's literally just whatever, like, a rotation, we get a booking.
Yeah.
You talk to the owners, like, yeah, cool, reach out to the Newcastle
comics. Yeah, just get, like, a headliner from Sydney or whatever, or fucking whatever, and maybe an MC, and just get a whole bunch of locals.
I'm thinking we just get Ben to headline everyone.
All right, kill it then.
All right, catch you later.
See ya.